Welcome to 80s Anthologies, episode by episode, the podcast which covers all the great episodes of all the great TV anthology series from the 1980s. My name is Doug, and today we'll be covering not just an episode of a series, but we will be covering all of the series themselves. I thought it was appropriate to take this first episode of 80s Anthologies to talk about 80s anthologies, to talk about what I call the phenomenon of the 80s anthology series. And I really think phenomenon is the right word there, because I really think that's what we had in the mid-80s. We had a glut of these anthology series at that time. Now, an anthology series is a series in which each episode is a standalone story. There are not recurring characters. There is not an overarching narrative. Each episode is its own little thing. You probably know that already if you've come to this podcast. You probably already had that information, so I don't mean to insult your intelligence there, but just in case anybody didn't know, that is what an anthology series is. And there had been anthology series way, way back in what I would consider the past, ancient history to me as a kid in the 80s. There was, of course, the original Twilight Zone. I was very familiar with that, had seen reruns on TV. Everybody knew the Twilight Zone and the Twilight Zone theme song, and anything eerie was called Twilight Zone-ish. And there even was the movie, I think that was 1984, helmed by Steven Spielberg, at least driven in part by Steven Spielberg. So everybody knew the Twilight Zone, and I was aware of that as well. There was also The Outer Limits. Wasn't nearly as familiar with that, didn't have as much opportunity to see that, but I was at least aware that it existed. Today, I have found lots of other series from back in that time period, lots of other anthology series that I think are even older than The Twilight Zone. I've forgotten the names of all of them. I mean, maybe Tales from Tomorrow or something to that effect. There was One Step Beyond, maybe, I think was another as well. I've just, you know, briefly looked at the titles, was not familiar with any of them back then, but they did exist. So it is worth noting, worth mentioning that there were anthology series prior to the big glut that we found in the 80s. But there was this glut nonetheless, and the glut really did start slowly. I really only noticed it in 85, but it actually began prior to 85 with a TV show called The Hitchhiker, which aired on HBO. That was an anthology horror series. Most of the episodes were horror related. I think that would have been 82 or maybe 83 on HBO. I was aware of it, and I do believe I saw at least one episode of it around 83. But I did not have HBO. I didn't have constant access to it. So I was aware of it, but it really didn't affect me that much. Then around that same time, around 1984, there was Tales from the Dark Side. Now, I loved Tales from the Dark Side. We'll talk about that heavily a little later, but I wasn't aware of it in 1984. I didn't really become aware of it, I don't think, until 85, until the time of all the other anthology series. So perception is not reality, but your perception can be your reality. Even though Tales from the Dark Side was technically prior to what I consider the big glut, the big phenomenon, I did not become aware of it until I was aware of the other shows in the glut and in the phenomenon. So that's my reality. That's my perception. I see it as part of the glut, but technically it was a little before the glut. And then the glut itself, then the phenomenon itself began in 85, where we had several anthology series coming out on TV. I believe the first one was what I called the New Alfred Hitchcock Presents. And I'm not sure if it was officially called the New Alfred Hitchcock Presents or not, but that is what I called it. And that began on NBC with a little pilot movie, I think, that contained four stories. And then it continued as a regular series. Ultimately, though, was moved to USA. And I still think of it more as a USA show today. There also was what I called the New Twilight Zone, and I'm not even sure it was called that. It may have just been called Twilight Zone. There may not even have been a "the" there on the title screen on the intro of the show. I think it just says Twilight Zone, but I and all my friends called it the New Twilight Zone. That was also a 1985, and that was on CBS, Friday nights on CBS. I remember that very well. Then there was Amazing Stories, which was also 1985. That aired on NBC on Sunday nights. That one was less horrific. The Hitchhiker, Tales from the Dark Side, those were pretty solid horror anthology series. Twilight Zone was a little sci-fi, but could also be horror. Alfred Hitchcock Presents was horror, but it was more human-oriented horror, less monster, less supernatural. Amazing Stories, in my opinion, really wasn't horror at all. It was more sci-fi oriented. In fact, I think the title comes from an old sci-fi pulp magazine. So, Amazing Stories. The big thing about this one is that it, again, had the touch of Steven Spielberg on it, and I was very aware of that and very attracted to that. So, that was a big part of Amazing Stories. There were several others as well. Really, what I consider the big four are Tales from the Dark Side, The Twilight Zone, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and Amazing Stories. That's the big four, in my opinion. But there were several others. There was Ray Bradbury's Theater, and I'm not exactly sure what that may have been on. I've heard it was on HBO, but I never saw it there. I saw it on USA, and again, I associate that as a USA show. The Hitchhiker was also shown on USA, so I kind of associate that as a USA show, even though I really knew it was from HBO. Tales from the Crypt was another HBO anthology series. That came out much later. That came out in 1989, so really after the glut had risen and fallen. But that was pretty popular with my friends. I did not see too many episodes of it. Monsters was out there around this same time. Really, I think it was part of the glut. And I think that was first-run syndication or something. I think that was on the independent stations. And I remember the introduction to it, but I didn't spend much time watching it. There was a new Outer Limits as well, an Outer Limits revival. I'm not sure if that was even in the 80s. I remember seeing that in my college days. So I'm not really sure how that one fits in. And then there was Freddy's Nightmares, which we were very excited about with Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street. And we thought it was going to be a show like Nightmare on Elm Street. Unfortunately, it wasn't. It was an anthology series with Freddy just serving as the host, serving as the crypt keeper, or as Alfred Hitchcock, or as Rod Sterling, you know, just introducing the story and then turning it loose. So we were a little disappointed in that, but that was there as well. There may have been others too. I don't know that this list is comprehensive, but these are the ones that I was most aware of. The big four and then all of these others. And really that makes a phenomenon. Really, that is a glut, as I have called it, of shows just packing the airwaves at that time. In fact, you could have an entire weekend of these anthology series. Not you know, 72 hours, I guess, of these series. But The Twilight Zone came on Friday night. I was always there to see that. You would catch The Hitchhiker or Ray Bradbury or Alfred Hitchcock Presents on Saturday, USA Network's programming. And then Sunday, you would get Amazing Stories. So really, in 85, your entire weekend, or my entire weekend, my entire viewing weekend was really full of these anthology series. Now, one of the most memorable parts of these anthology series, and one of the most influential parts of them, was the opening, the opening credit sequence, the introduction. That really wasn't part of the show itself. I mean, the shows themselves were great. I've got a whole list of shows that I still remember, even though it's 20, 30 years since I've seen them. So the episodes themselves were great, but the introductions, the openings to these episodes were also great. And what I want to do now is just play a little of these introductions for you. You can't see them, of course, but you can hear them, and just hearing them, I think you're going to be influenced by them. Let's start with The Hitchhiker. And as I said, I didn't see The Hitchhiker all that much, but I did see it some. And I was very familiar with this. Here we just have The Hitchhiker walking down some desert road, which that was always intimidating to me, being from Ohio, a non-desert state. You hear that sound in the background. One sounds like a rattlesnake, that shh, and you have the staccato drum beat, I think, and you also have a moan in there, and it's just the hitchhiker watching. And I had never figured out exactly what the hitchhiker was, or was he supposed to be. Was he just the narrator? He just happened to see these things as they happen, or was he the cause? Was he the agent of them? Was it him brushing up against these people, as he always did in the beginning of the shows, that caused the misfortune, that caused the horror that we were going to see, the bad things that happened to them later in the show? I don't really know, but I think it's a pretty effective opening. As I said, I only saw it a couple of times, but I remember those sights I remember those sounds. It's just ominous. It just lets you know something bad is about to go down here. From there, we can go to Tales from the Dark Side, one of my favorites. And here we just have some eerie music with some country scenery, and then we get this great narration. Listen to this. Picture turns a black and white and the red credits come up, the title of the series. And you have to remember, I first experienced this all by myself in a room that my parents called the playroom. It was a converted garage that they had turned into my TV room. They went to bed very early. I'm up late at night, and I find this on WTTE TV 28, the independent station in Columbus, Ohio. Just that opening alone terrified me. In fact, still today, as I'm out in the wilds here of California, and if I'm in a grove of trees or something, I remember that intro. It is scary. Just as effective, though, is the intro to the new Twilight Zone. And this one, the pictures are real important. It's not just that opening sound is important, but we're coming through a window here. It's not a door, as it was in the original. It's a window here. But on the inside of the house, the inside part of the window, we see some outdoor stuff which shouldn't be there. Then we get a globe with a baby and a tarantula, and there's some lightning, and it becomes a globe and a horse and a baby doll and a owl mask or something, fire, and then nuclear explosion. And you can see the nuclear fallout coming through the window, and it creates the face of Rod Sterling. There's a skull there, and that skull becomes the Twilight Zone. Okay, so I was wrong. So the is in the title sequence, at least in this one, the Twilight Zone. And there was no mistaking what was being communicated here, at least to me as a kid. It was very clear that they were saying here, this is a Twilight Zone for the 80s. I mean, you had that nuclear explosion that was a major concern in the 80s, and that was part of this Twilight Zone. So this was an updated Twilight Zone, a modern, an 80s Twilight Zone. That's what that intro very clearly told you. The intro to Alfred Hitchcock Presents, also classic. I think that the first four were just recycled from the original series. The new one, though, started out with this interesting sound. I don't know what instrument this is. And then we pull back and we see that profile. And I was aware of that profile even as a kid. It's cut out of chrome, it looks like to me. I don't know how they made these intros back in that time. But we still have that, I think it's called the March of the Marionettes, Alfred Hitchcock's theme. But it is updated. And again, the idea is here's an updated series. It's the same classic Alfred Hitchcock goodness, but it is an updated series, and it is going to blow your mind, and that's exactly how I interpreted it as a kid. And then the last one that I want to cover with you is Amazing Stories, which had perhaps one of the best intros because it had computer animation. There was this opening where there's a family sitting around a fire, an old cave family it looks like, or maybe they're Native Americans or something, I'm not exactly sure. And then we start coming across all these other things floating through the air, and they were computer generated. There's a football and a scroll and a book flying through the air and a skull and a ghost coming out of a picture, magic hat, just all these things. But we knew that they were computer generated at that time, which was brand new technology. That was a brand new experience, not only in the theater. I think young Sherlock Holmes had it, and a couple other movies had it at that time. But here now we had it on TV, and we just have all these different elements from, you know, the old cave times or third world country civilizations, I guess. And I have no idea what that is. That's somebody speaking in a foreign language. But you also had the modern things as well. So you were being told with that introduction that you've got a blending of the ancient and the modern there, and there's going to be a lot of great stories coming from all of those sources. Now, some of the other shows had good intros too. I remember the intro to Monsters had a monster family. I think the dad was kind of obese but had too many eyes or something. The girl was a cyclops and the mom was something or other. So that was interesting as well. Can't remember too many of the others though, but any time I see these intros, I mean, it is so exciting to me just to see these introductions to these shows, just to hear that music, just to experience those sights once again. Some of the best introductions in TV history, I think. We also have to mention real briefly how many times notable actors and notable directors were a part of these shows. You would think that these would be on the lower end of the spectrum, more lower budget, but they actually had some pretty big names attached to them. And if you go to the Wikipedia pages of all these series, you're going to see just name after name. I can't list them all, but I know that, as I said, Steven Spielberg was associated with Amazing Stories, and you had directors there like Mick Garris, Joe Dante, I know, directed a couple. As you go to Tales from the Dark Side, Stephen King was a big part of that, as was George Romero. I think originally it was going to be Creepshow. Creepshow, the TV show. They had King and Romero had Creepshow, the movies, and so this was going to be Creepshow, the TV show, and it just didn't work out that way. It became Tales from the Dark Side instead, but you had them involved there. The Twilight Zone, Wes Craven directed quite a few of those. I've seen... oh my goodness, I've seen Morgan Freeman on episodes of The Twilight Zone. I've seen a lot of lower level folks as well, but recognizable. Their names just escape me right now, but so many people, famous people that would go on to do great things were on The Twilight Zone. Alfred Hitchcock Presents usually had some notable names as well, so they had a lot of stars on these shows, people that you're going to recognize, quality actors, quality directors. It's not like you're just seeing community theater here, something slapped together. I mean, you really had some big names both in front and behind the camera. And then the last thing I need to say about these series is that I kind of had a couple of spectrums with them. I saw them on different places of a spectrum. I've kind of mentioned this already. The one spectrum was the horror spectrum, which of them were scary and which of them weren't. On the one side of that spectrum would probably be Alfred Hitchcock Presents. I think that is the one that I viewed as the scariest. But Tales from the Dark Side would be right in there. The Hitchhiker probably would have been as well if I would have seen it more, but it was pretty scary itself. Now, The Twilight Zone would fall somewhere in the middle. Some of the episodes were scary, like The Elevator. That one terrified me as a kid, but some of them were lighthearted and they had a happy ending. So you didn't know what you were going to get. You could get a Stephen King authored one like Grandma, which is terrifying, or you could get a lighthearted one like the one where the guys get three wishes and the leprechaun helps them out and it all turns out well at the end. So, and then you had Amazing Stories, which was beyond that, which was never scary in my opinion. I don't think there was one Amazing Stories that was really terrifying, even if some of them had horrific elements to it. Like I think there was one where a kid finds himself inside the movie Psycho. Still, it wasn't scary. So on the unscary side of the spectrum, you had Amazing Stories going into Twilight Zone. And then on the scary side, you had Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Tales from the Dark Side, and The Hitchhiker. Now, I also had another spectrum, which was natural versus supernatural. And on the supernatural side, you would, of course, have The Twilight Zone. I mean, you always had some sort of supernatural element in those. I mean, that's what The Twilight Zone is. Something supernatural happens. Amazing Stories, I think, was almost always supernatural. There may be a couple that weren't, like The Family Dog. I don't think there's anything supernatural in that one. It was just the fact that it was a cartoon instead of live action. But most of their shows were supernatural. Coming more to the other side, the non-supernatural, The Hitchhiker, sometimes they were supernatural, but sometimes it was just people doing bad things to each other. And then beyond that, you had Alfred Hitchcock, which was very, very rarely supernatural. The horror in the Alfred Hitchcock was more a human-oriented horror. Again, people just doing bad things to each other. So I was always working these spectrums in my mind as I was watching these shows as a kid. I always knew, okay, you're going into Alfred Hitchcock Presents, you better get ready, or you're going into The Amazing Stories, nothing to worry about here. I always knew we're going into the Twilight Zone, we're going to see some supernatural stuff, or we're going into The Hitchhiker, and it's probably just going to be people cutting each other up. I don't know how much that affects your viewing, but it was just always a part of what I was doing as I was watching these shows. I just knew that these spectrums were there. So that's just a quick introduction to these anthology series. That's just a quick discussion of what I call the phenomenon, the glut. It was so notable to me at the time. I just was aware, hey, there's a lot of these shows and there didn't used to be. So I thought that was worth some mention. Also worth some mention, I think, is how much these shows still stand up today. You know, I was a big lover of the action shows of the 80s, the A-Team and Knight Rider, and, you know, even some lesser known ones like Auto Man and Blue Thunder. Man, I loved those shows. The Master, that's one that I really loved. That was probably my introduction to martial arts. I loved those action shows back then. I cannot hardly watch them today. In fact, I tried to watch a couple episodes of MacGyver, and all I could do was sit there and say, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. So something just got lost in the decades between now and then. I can still, though, watch Alfred Hitchcock Presents 85. I can still watch Twilight Zone 85. I can still watch The Hitchhiker. Be involved, be interested, be affected by them. In fact, I do that every weekend. I don't know if I'm trying to recreate my childhood or not, but just when it comes Friday and my time off begins and I go have a little time with myself, I get my Kindle and I go on YouTube and I watch some episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents or Twilight Zone 85, and I am as happy as I can be. So since I've been watching them in that way, I thought it was a good idea to begin discussing them. I just like to share the things that I enjoy with anybody who wants to share them with me. So that is what we're going to be doing in this podcast. Not exactly sure how it's going to go. I have some friends that are going to jump in and participate with me on this one. Some fellas that I know from other projects I've been involved in. They have expressed a desire to go through the Twilight Zone 85 start to finish, and we may well do that, but I also would like to pick up a lot of the other episodes that I loved from The Hitchhiker, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and Tales from the Dark Side, especially. We may even get to some of the others as well, so don't know exactly where we're going to be going, but I know that where we're going to be going is fantastic and spooky. And I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll go along with us as we look at the 80s anthologies, episode by episode.